Vanessa Rouse here.
Hi.
It's good to see you. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
As always.
Yeah, absolutely. You were gone for a couple weeks working and all that jive because you are a hardworking lady.
Crazy busy.
Yeah. So we're going to try something different with the Rouse Report tonight. I got a little plan for you.
Oh,
you're
going
to like it.
I like it.
Yeah, it's going to be way better than it was before.
So no Rouse Report.
That's absolutely what I did. I did not put it on the prep sheet. So no, we're going to squeeze it into What the Hell News. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, nice squeezing. Okay.
I want to squeeze you into stuff. Is that fine?
Sure.
Is Tony listening?
I squeezed her before the show.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I squeezed her, too.
What?
Wait a minute. Why didn't I get to squeeze?
Because you're...
Squeeze away.
You see what you're wearing, right?
Okay. Oh. So I'm not the one... I don't wear khakis every time, but even when I don't wear khakis... Will wants to, like, be my fashion guru now.
Will's not allowed to be anybody's fashion guru.
He wears ballet slippers for shoes.
And cat tank tops.
And cat tank tops.
No,
he wears so many jorts.
Will looks like he was mugged, left naked. He ran into a gay thrift store and said, I need clothes now. I'm on my way to the studio. And they're like, just grab three things. And then he just ran out. That's what he looks like.
I feel better now.
All the
time. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing again. I'm not.
It works for him.
Does it?
No.
Work it, girl.
It doesn't.
SBK is all about getting him some new kicks.
Me and SBK have very similar styles, so I understand.
Because you're a black man.
Basically, yes. So I understand where he's coming from, because I want to do the same thing. But SBK has daytime radio money, so he needs to buy his shoes. Yeah. So, but yeah. I'm probably going to buy him some. When's his birthday?
November.
God damn it.
Oh, that's so far.
It is. I would love to put some shell toes on that kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he could. Next month.
He could do some shell toes.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody could.
Or some forces.
Yeah.
He would look good in forces.
That's all I wear.
I know someone with a birthday that's coming up.
Well, who's that?
Me.
When is your birthday?
Next month.
What do you want?
Forces.
No, I don't want forces. Maybe some hummus or...
Didn't I get you hummus last year?
You made me some hummus.
Hell yeah.
You didn't give me anything. You said to me, I was going to get you a birthday gift, and then I was like, nah.
That's what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah. This really pissed me off.
Ooh. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's fine.
I promised everybody I would tell you the bad news, why we probably won't be doing radio after April 23rd.
Yeah, this sucks.
Look, the station's not shutting down. It's not flipping formats. Nothing like that. This is way bigger than that, and this is something that's got me super-duper worried. And I know you guys are probably also very scared, and I'm sure if Winsylvania's listening, he already knows what I'm talking about. This is very scary, guys. I don't know if you remember. Back in September, we broke the news. There's a guy, David Mead.
This guy needs to go away.
He is an evangelist.
No, God.
He's also a numerologist.
God.
He knows God in numbers.
Gross.
He just has, like, holy balls of abacuses rolling around his house.
On his pants.
He predicted that Planet X was going to slam into the Earth on September 23rd. Obviously, you know how that worked out. But then he changed his tune and said, you know what? The revelations were a little blurry on that one. What they meant was this invisible planet will pass by and it will start the chain of events that will lead to another big event. Well, that is now going to start on April 23rd. He told the Daily Express today that the sun and the moon will be in Virgo, as will Jupiter, which represents the Messiah.
All right, who is this guy and why do we care what he says? Like, why are people even commenting on this if he's always wrong? Does he have any track record of being correct?
This is big news, Anna. This is on Fox 13's website. Think they're slapping up fake news? I think not.
We don't even know his real name.
David Mead.
No, is the pen name.
Your mom.
That's not his real name, and it's an alias. We don't know his real name.
You know why? Because it's Jesus.
That's why, look, I have no issues with people being religious and everything, but I feel like these... people like David Mead.
These people sounds very racist.
Like David Mead, I said.
White people?
I feel like they use their religion when they're wrong to say, well, God just didn't want it to happen, I guess.
Oh, my God.
They don't just say, okay, we were wrong. They'll say, well, I guess the Lord just didn't want it to happen anyway.
Dude. Oh, my God.
It's gross.
Yesterday, I was watching a marathon of My 600-Pound Life, right?
You lucky bitch.
I know, right?
That's
I figured,
my show!
You got me onto it. Thank you. Have you seen the one with...
Yes, I have.
I think her name was like Shanae or something, but big, 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 fat black girl from Indianapolis, and they always had to move to Houston to be near the bariatric doctor.
Yeah.
But she kept cheating, and her boyfriend, or no, her husband.
On her husband or on her diet?
No, her husband was the enabler, right? So he kept bringing her food. They all have an enabler.
He likes that booty.
No. He's like a third her
Booties.
Size, right? Is that how it works?
No, not even. She was 700 pounds. He was maybe 200 pounds. But she got some sort of settlement from a leg injury way back. So you could tell this guy's
just...
walking
to the kitchen?
Probably. I hurt my leg eating soup. But she had every excuse why it wasn't her fault. I got wide awake. Well, then this doctor starts arguing with her over the phone. He's like, you're not showing up to your appointments. You're gaining weight instead of losing weight. I don't know what you're doing.
He's a small Indian man,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Can
like,
you do his voice, please?
Yeah. I'm trying to help you, and you're not listening to me, and I'm trying to... I'm
much
worried
better.
About you. And then she starts... Like, she lost all excuses and all defense, so she went to the highest power. She goes, I won't quit, doctor. Do you believe in God? And he's like, I don't know what that has to do with anything. You know, I am talking to you from science and from medical background and training. I know what I'm talking about. I ask you a question. Do you believe in God? And he's like, once again, I don't know what that has to do with anything. Look, you're going to meet God soon if you do not. You know? And she's like, because I don't want anybody to operate on me if they don't believe in God. You don't believe in God? And he's like, why are you asking me about it? And she goes, because I think God has a plan. If God wants me to have this weight loss surgery, if God wants me to live, he's going to make me live. And if he wants me to die, he's going to make me die. And he goes, are you telling me if you were to go to a bridge and jump off, that is God's will? She's like, absolutely. And I'm standing on my couch, hardly any voice at all, screaming, go to the bridge, you dumb bitch. I was getting so mad watching this chick. So mad. That show was so frustrating because
so fun.
They're not all success stories.
No.
Probably 75% of them, they're like, yeah, she never lost weight. She did. I'm like, oh, my God.
It's like right at the end, too.
Why?
And you get all attached and whatnot.
Yeah, I've been watching this fat heifer for an hour, and now they're dead. Not cool, man.
It's like intervention.
I was waiting for this. Wentzylvania has tweeted out.
Oh, no.
At all of us.
Oh, boy.
No one knows when the end will come.
Thank you.
Not even Jesus.
That's true. It says
hashtag
in the Bible.
God is good. Hashtag trust in him. Hashtag be holes.
You know what? I finally can agree with him on that level. But, Wentzylvania, if you read your Bible, Revelation 12:1-2.
Oh, yes.
Describes the beginning of what is known as the rapture. And by the way, The Rapture, great documentary series about hip-hop on Netflix right now. The Rapture and Second Coming of Christ. The passage reads, and a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth. That's DMT, right? All day long?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all day long. In the passage, the woman is represented as Virgo. According to Mead, the alignment represents the lion of the tribe of Judah, marking the rapture, the belief that Christ will bring the faithful into paradise prior to a period of tribulation on earth that precedes the end of time. Mm. Yeah, so...
I mean, it feels kind of end of timesy.
Yeah, it does. I believe it when Trump tweets out about it. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's when it's legit. That's when it's legit. So there you go, folks. For the 50th time in a couple years, the rapture is on its way. So there's nothing we can do. We all did. Let's just enjoy our lives, shall we? Let's eat cookies. Let's make money, bang bitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's do all that stuff.
Let's be a rap song.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll rap tonight. You want to?
I would love to.
Sounds great.